Morning, Brad.
It's not a dream, boys. Good morning.
Mate, how was it? Take us through it. Take us through your Wednesday night.
Oh, God, it's still get sweaty palms to think about it. It was absolutely brilliant. You know, first off, Tasmania Jack Jumpers, what an outstanding season. What an outstanding grand final series. They gave it everything. But unfortunately, they were just beaten by a quality side that was just, it was their time. And even though Jalen Adams went down injured, I thought they were absolutely fantastic. And Xavier Cooks, who got the Larry Sinstock Medal as MVP of the Grand Final Series, he was outstanding. Jarrell Martin, Ian Clark, DJ Vasiljevic, it was just unbelievable. What a great, great game.
Brad, amazing when you look back to the start of the season. The Kings were under the pump, weren't playing well, a lot of injuries. And even like our chat, I think, as much, you're obviously King Tragic and will always support them, but even you were like, geez, I don't know how we're going to go this year. Amazing turnaround. And yeah, I know they got some players back, but brilliant coaching as well. You've got to say, the way they grew or they built momentum throughout the season and then come finals, just in their prime, ready for it.
You just, you know, you're always, as a coach and a club, what does everyone say? We're peaking for the right time.
Yeah.
You just want to peak. And they peaked amazingly. And yes, there was questions, you know, like this is a team that is not extremely big, when I say like tall and massive. I mean, obviously, as the normal person they are, but just not that big. And is it going to work? And Jarrell Martin and Xavier Cooks in the 4-5, and then Jalen Adams, well, he's not playing real well. Then he was out. Is this thing? And the next thing you know, 13 game win streak, MVP, they get for the league. He does his hamstring. Oh no, doesn't matter. We'll just win the next two games. Like, just every adversity they face, they turned around. And that starts from the top, Clarkey. We all know that. You know, you've got to give, you know, to Paul Smith, Chris Pongrass, who's the CEO there, and, you know, what they've done, they built this team, they stuck to their guns, and they said, Chase is our man, Jalen's our man, and they were. They did a great job.
You're talking about the Kings building their squad, Brad, but how many of these players will move on at the end of, now after the season is finished? Because there has been some talk about a few of them possibly playing over there in America. Do you think that's possible that a few of 100%. Them may get targeted by the NBA?
100%. The first two is obviously Jalen Adams and Ian Clark. These guys have played NBA before, and they've done everything they possibly could to put their stocks up. Jalen Adams wins MVP of the season. Ian Clark, well, he was phenomenal on Friday, and he just showed how classy he was. So a bit of me says I'd be shocked if they're actually back, both of them. They're going to get thrown a lot of money, a lot of options, and I couldn't see it happening. But please God, for the Kings. Then you look at, you know, Chase Buford. Look, he has signed a three-year deal. But he's done a great job. His pedigree is the NBA. Will he be back? Xavier Cooks, I'm calling him the Dennis Rodman of the NBA, NBL. The guy's a freak. He's an absolute beast the way he plays. There's teams in the NBA who look at him and go, should we give him a shot? So, you know, you take those three players out, massive difference. But it'll be a very interesting and quick off-season because the season starts in October. It's back to normal now because of COVID restrictions being over.
Where's the NBL sit now, buddy? Like, again, I think in and around advertisement, what a fantastic year. I feel like basketball is being spoken about a lot now in this country, which is how it should be, how it used to be. Jack Jumpers come in and are flying. I think that helps.
Yep.
Does the NBL, are they ready for another Sydney team? Are they ready for a Canberra team? What do they do now to make sure the sport continues heading in this direction?
Yeah, it's a great question. And when you look at Larry Kesselman, I mean, this league was on its knees, and what this guy's been able to do to take it to where it is unbelievable. So for like everything they've done, they tick every box. I'd be shocked if there's not another team in Canberra. I think that's an outstanding option. Everything they do is good. And what Larry and his team does is make sure it's viable, like what they did in Tasmania. They don't just put a team there. They get the government to back it. They get some land. They make sure this thing is not a 2 or 3 year exercise, and then they're back to square one. I think they'll do the same thing for Canberra. With regards to a Sydney team, you can't put it out. I mean, there's enough people here to have two Sydney teams. As an ex-player that saw two Sydney teams before, that's a tough gig because you sometimes can split the crowd and you don't want to do that. You want it to be one team, one city, but nothing they do is wrong, and I'm looking forward to it. You know they're going to keep growing.
Well, you've got an ambassador for the Canberra franchise, for sure.
No, only if they win. Don't worry, he'll go for the Canberra team, but jump off quick smart. Yeah.
For life.
Oh, you're telling me you were a king 3 minutes ago.
No, I've never been a king.
Oh, Mate, we just won the GF. You're a king.
Come on,
what are you now?
Loza.
Well, I'm a king now.
Yeah.
What I mean, I know. Well, no. Let me rephrase that. Listen. I've always been a Kennan.
Oh my God.
I was always a Kennan, and then a loose cannon. Yeah. And then the last 17 years, I've sort of been on and off. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to get into basketball this year. The Kings are my side.
You're unbelievable.
And what happened? They ended up winning the competition.
Unbelievable.
But as soon as the Kennans come back in, I'm back on the Kennans.
Thank God we can mute that last minute out. You are a Sydney Kings fan, Lozzo.
Yes, I am a Kings fan. I am a Kings fan. Until the Kennans come in.
Well, overall, it was another great season, and obviously we're in the back end of the NBA season, right at the back end with the playoffs, and that game yesterday, Milwaukee 110-107 against the Celtics, 3-2 up, winning in Boston. Is it all over, or can the Celtics send it to Game 7?
Oh, look, I can't see it happening. The Bucks, that was just phenomenal to be able to do that without Chris Middleton. The Greek Freak was unbelievable, and Boston blew it, really. They had that game won. They should have won it. But you just got to give, you know, homage to the Bucks. That's a championship quality team, and I'm still in the same position where I still think it will be Phoenix and Bucks coming into that NBA Finals.
Wow. So these games today, the 76ers up against the Miami Heat. 9 a.m. tip-off this morning with the Sixers at home, trying to send it to a Game 7 back in Miami. And Dallas have been plucky. I probably thought Phoenix would have wrapped up this series by now, but you're obviously expecting the Suns to go through. But how does this Heat-Sixers series play out from here?
Hasn't it been great? Just like all, and you know, you got in the back of your mind the Ben Simmons and James Harden trade and everything that's gone on. And it's just like, it's us against the world when you think of the Philadelphia 76ers. But nah, Miami to win today, they'll get him at home, and that'll be the 76ers season done. Oh.
Did the MVP go to the right player, Brad?
Look, you know, I sat there and everyone asked me that. Is it Joel Embiid? I don't think there's an argument that you could say that would make me think either was wrong. I'm saying yes, I'm happy with it. I think it's fine. But if it went to Embiid, I wouldn't have been disappointed in that either, because I think they both had amazing seasons.
It was Nikola Jokic from Denver. So he's won it.
Sorry, Jokic, yes. Oh, man. Mm. Between him and Luka Doncic, I get those always the names confused, but not the players, that's for sure. But yeah, Nick, look, he's done a fantastic job, and that's his second MVP, and it's well deserved.
I just reckon the most valuable player, it's Giannis, isn't it? He is the most valuable player in the NBA right now, wouldn't you say? Right.
Yeah, where, you know...
If you took him out of that team, it'd collapse. Yeah, that's how valuable he is.
There's always been questions about this. You know, sometimes it's just who you like more, you know, and that's not really... I mean, I could argue LeBron should probably have another 7 of them. You know, like, you take him out of the teams when he went into, I think it was 8 or 9 NBA finals in a row. Like, it didn't matter what team he played for, whether it would be Miami, whether it be Cleveland, whether it be Lakers. He was going into NBA finals every single year. That's the most valuable player. Everywhere he went, he carried a team. But he didn't get them because you had guys like, you know, Russell Westbrook and James Harden winning it on the back of, you know, scoring more points, basically.
Well, mate, you've been fantastic throughout the NBL season. We're still going to get your NBA playoff views for the next few weeks, but go and celebrate that Kings triumph.
Oh, it was great. And thanks, guys. Had an absolute ball with you guys this year, and thanks for everyone for listening. Remember, we're back next year. Go those Kings!
Good on you, Brad.